news from CSS guy. He's fixed my issues that I was having on the one theme that he was working on. Or at least he's looking at them. And I get my transfer flash file back. So I need to record a few little to camera videos when I get back, because they are what complements that flash bit. And also the Ben one should be back later on today, so that's excellent. I can tomorrow, Thursday, it probably only take Dimitri a couple of hours to integrate it. I know he's heading over to Moscow today, and I think that takes him 6 hours. It seems crazy, really. 6 hours on a bus or a train to get into Moscow from where he is. And they've just started doing a flight, but the flight is 70 odd quid, and I think it's a relatively short trip. I think it's like 30 or 40 minutes on the plane. But the problem was that in Russia it's bank holiday on Friday, so he can't pick his visa up on Friday. The original plan was that he was going to get the bus to Moscow, pick up the visa on Friday, and then on the Saturday morning jump on a plane, I'll pick him up, job done. But it turns out that he's got to go today to get it, and then I don't know if he's staying over in Moscow or if he's going to walk back or not. Chances are he'll probably not walk back, get the bus back. Walking back, bloody hell, it's taking him about 10 days. Yeah, so it's a bit of an awkward one, because he has to go and get it, go home, and then Saturday or Friday night, I don't know when he's going to go, I'll have to talk to him about it. But I know that he's arranged it so that his girlfriend is also flying out of the airport at the same time. She's off to Egypt. And he was originally going to go to Egypt, because one of the companies that he's working for would pay for him to go, all expenses trip. But he knows how important it is for me to finish off this project, because of all the other projects, the amplifieds, the bandwidth in a box, the ammo box, all the other projects that are popping up out of the woodwork. I want to get to a point where I have my distribution tool center working, my small content producer's toolbox up and running, and then just roll updates out to it once a month. You know, once the API is in place, there's at least two things I can think of straight off the top of my head that, you know, I can outsource to somebody else. And one is the iPhone application, and two is the plugin for blogs, which I've already specced out and designed, and be a really sweet piece of jQuery. And I'll feel a little bit more settled in my head then. So I'm just walking home. I've got a couple of coffees. The sun's in and out. The wind's dropped down a little bit. And I'm trying to think of the name of the audio recorder device. I just had a friend sent me a message. She's looking for some audio recorders between the $50 to $100 mark. And I'm trying to think of this cylindrical red audio recorder that I had a long time ago. I had a little joystick control. Sorry about the motorbike. Actually, it was a car. Yeah. It was a Scooby-Doo, or a Subaru, as we call them. Yeah, I was trying to think what it was. It was a little audio recorder, and you had a little lanyard, so you can wear it around your neck. And the audio quality on it was fantastic. The only thing that puts me off recommending it to her, though, is the controls weren't the best. And it recorded in really strange file formats. .rec record files, I think it was. And you had to run it through a conversion tool. And I don't remember if it was a conversion tool for Mac, so it's probably not a good suggestion. It depends if they've got PCs or Macs, I guess. I mean, there is alternatives. It depends on what sort of sound quality she wants. Because Audioboo have got a phone-in number now. And I guess one of the cheaper ways to do it would be set up a Skype account. All right, set up a Skype account, load it up with funds, and then call in that way. Because that way you could have all of the calls linked into one account. Anyway, I'm home, so switching to desktop mode.